It's Tuesday and time to read from your comments. Last week, we talked about the rise in accidental deaths from prescription drug overdoses and the role of doctors in those cases. Nick in Indianapolis writes, I'm a patient that suffers from uncontrolled chronic pain. Every time I hear a story like this about egregious breaches of medical ethics in the prescription of opioid painkillers, I have to ask, where are these physicians? The nature of my pain is nebulous and poorly misunderstood. Most pain clinics won't even accept me as a patient. In most cases, I'm turned away at the phone. I don't even get to the door. Yes, I do feel that there's a problem with a very specific minority of over-prescribing physicians, but the cost is that the rest of us desperately need better access to someone willing to discuss the nature of pain, pain medication, and the overall process in our daily lives. Political Junkies also marked the 100th birthday of President Richard Nixon and shared their thoughts on his legacy beyond Watergate. David in Hillsborough, New Jersey says, you say Nixon? I think Cambodia. And Steve Miller in Sacramento said, what I think of when I think of Nixon after Watergate is Amtrak. Without the establishment of Amtrak in 1971, there would be no inner-city passenger trains in the U.S. Admittedly, Amtrak was established to kill the passenger train, but it actually saved it. Hashtag was declared Word of the Year for 2012 by the American Dialect Society, and we talked about how this Twitter tool became so powerful and how you use it. Kara wrote to say, a high school senior in my hometown of Sussex, Wisconsin, recently took his own life. He was a huge athlete and was one of those guys that everyone knew and was nice to everyone. After his passing, a group of seniors that knew him well started a campaign titled Hashtag ZStrong in memorial for the student. His last name started with a Z. They would tweet things about Aaron or pictures of people wearing red in remembrance and would end the tweet with Hashtag ZStrong. It gained so much momentum that last Friday it was one of the top trending tweets. Students from our high school, from surrounding schools, and even famous athletes in Wisconsin were tweeting Hashtag ZStrong. It's been a great way to remember this student and to let others know about this student and what he did for the school. And we misspoke yesterday about the president's inauguration ceremony. Of course, he puts his left hand on the Bible and then raises his right hand to be sworn in. And finally, congratulations are in order. Susan Gubar, who we first talked to last May about her book Memoir of a Debulked Woman, was honored by the National Book Critics Circle this week with a 2013 Lifetime Achievement Award. She shares that award with Sandra Gilbert, her co-author on The Mad Woman in the Attic and the Norton Anthology of Literature by Women. If you have a correction, comments, or questions for us, the best way to reach us is by email. Our address is talk@npr.org. Please let us know where you're writing from and give us a little help on how to pronounce your name. And if you're on Twitter, you can follow us there at TOTN. Talk of the Nation is produced by Laura Lee, Tinbeat Ermias, Jessica Reedy, Libby Franklin, Ibrahim Balki, Nayantara Mukherjee, and Priska Neely. Priska also handles our web content. A.D. Quigg is our intern. Our editor is Sarah Handel. Gwen Uten is our director. Scott Cameron is our senior producer. Nathan Bark is our technical director. He gets engineering help from Cal Southworth, Neil Ellis, and Art Laurent. Talk of the Nation's theme music was composed by Greg Smith. Sue Goodwin is the executive producer. Tomorrow, political junkie Ken Rudin's back with speechwriters Paul Glastris and Peter Robinson. Join us for that. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Celeste Headlee in Washington.